Steve Phillips, our baseball analyst, are you surprised it got to this point with Bautista where he has to accept a minor league deal to make it back to the major leagues?
I'm not surprised, not at this stage, with what everything that happened this offseason and free agency. I mean, many players, think about Mark Reynolds, who hit 30 home runs, drove in 90-plus runs with the Colorado Rockies last year. He had a really solid season. He couldn't find work. He signed a minor league deal just a couple weeks ago with the Washington Nationals. In fact, the Atlanta Braves had offered him a minor league deal, and he said no and ultimately took the one with the Nationals. So there were players that had better seasons last year than Bautista that settled for minor league deals. So it's not surprising. I think Jose deserves a lot of credit for a guy who I perceive to have great pride, all right, a very proud guy in the way he goes about his business, the way he carries himself, the way he prepares himself. And as a baseball player, to be able to get to a point of acceptance that this is the reality of the market, this is the reality of the opportunity, and to be willing to go to a minor league facility in Florida to work out, then go to a minor league team to fight his way back to the big leagues, honestly, I'm impressed by it more than anything else. And it is the reality of the game today.
If you're Alex Anthopoulos and you go down to scout him and you're watching him once he starts actually seeing live games in the minors, what are you looking for to know that he actually is MLB caliber again, or you believe he can bring something to the team?
Well, first and foremost, they're looking at him at third base, right? So when the reason that matters is that his legs become a bit less important, right? Chipper Jones played third base until he was 40. And so for Bautista, it's not about running, covering ground, ranging the outfield. It's going to be about third base. He's always had good instincts to play the game. He has good hands and a good arm. And he's played, I think, 369 games in the infield, started 369 games in the infield in his career, 349 of them at third base. Now, the reason it's a fit for the Braves is they're the only team in Major League Baseball right now that does not have a home run from their third baseman. And so, in that regard, it fits. The other thing is they have very little right-handed power. They have, 16 homers on the year, 7 of them from right-handed hitters. So they could use some right-handed power. Ryan Flaherty's kind of a journeyman utility guy playing third. He's done a nice job, but he doesn't have that sort of presence in the lineup. So I think for Bautista, it's going to be his ability to recognize ball from strike, to get on base, and if he can work the count and get on, and then run into an occasional home run, he fits because they're not going to play him every day. That's where things went wrong last year in Toronto. His first off day was July 31st last year. He got run into the ground, could never recover from it. And so the numbers, I don't believe, tell the whole story about what he might have left if managed differently with a different team and a different situation. And so I get why Alex Anthopoulos is taking a shot on him.
With Steve Phillips, our TSN MLB analyst, how about the Blue Jays off to an 11-5 start? And speaking of third base, they're doing it now for the past week without their MVP, without their everyday third baseman, Josh Donaldson. They're not playing the greatest competition. That said, they picked up a win in Cleveland before the rest of the weekend was rained out. Kansas City's a tire fire of a team, but 11-5 is 11-5. Are you starting to believe this could actually turn their way this season?
I think it could. I mean, I thought all along they're going to be led by their starting pitching. And you've got to win the games in front of you no matter who they are. And sometimes it's not who you play, it's when you play them. And you would think that maybe teams would say, well, we want to play the Blue Jays now because they don't have Donaldson. But other guys have stepped up. And the good news is they're winning without Donaldson. And when somebody starts to cool off a bit, then that's when Donaldson will come back and could start to pick up the offense. And in the meantime, guys are getting some opportunities. They're an interesting team, the Blue Jays are. They're getting some, I think Jervis Solarte was a huge pickup for them. He brings an energy level and a grit about him that fits the mentality of this team and maybe even elevates it a little bit more. He's such a special player and special personality. And I think in Granderson's that kind of guy too. It's so funny to me. In New York, fans call into radio there and they say, oh, you know what? The good news is we've kind of moved on from Granderson. We're better without him. And I'm looking at the Blue Jays saying, you know what? He's been a big part of that leadoff spot against right-handed pitching that the Blue Jays are better with him. And Steve Pierce is a nice, nice fit in that leadoff spot against a left-handed starting pitcher. And obviously he had the two starts yesterday against lefties. So, look, the Jays are a gritty team. They've always been that way. A bunch of guys and a collection of players who have always had to prove people wrong along the way. And they're taking this as an opportunity, and they're going out and playing some solid baseball.
I just mentioned what happened in Cleveland over the weekend, where both Saturday and Sunday's games were rained out. They're going to have to make that up down the road. And this has been a consistent problem throughout baseball because they moved the schedule up, and it's just been an awful early part to the spring throughout the Midwest and the Northeast, even down in the South. I mean, down in Texas when the Jays were down there, was terrible weather. But how complicated is this going to get in the future, not only for the Blue Jays, but teams in the Midwest, in the East, even teams that went through those regions and had games rained out? How difficult is this going to be for teams going forward?
Well, you know, it's interesting that be careful what you wish for. Players negotiated 4 extra off days, which means we pushed the season into March, and now those extra off days are going to turn into one-game series making up for rainouts from early in the year, and they're probably going to find themselves in a lesser position now later in the season than they would have been otherwise under the old format and scenario. So, look, it's been a quirky spring, and you know, I think it's a bit of an anomaly with the way the weather has turned. It's been worse than we've seen in years. And so, you know, I don't know necessarily if it's the early start. I saw Anthony Rizzo came out yesterday and said we should shorten the season and who wants to watch games there and everything else. Now, he's hitting 097. If he were hitting 397, I don't know that he'd be the one saying that we shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't play in this cold weather. It's impacting everyone. It's a level playing field. I'm not overly concerned about it. I'm really not. I don't think we should shorten the season. I think that it's just been an atypical spring in a lot of ways, where we're getting, you know, snow deeper into April than we normally do. And so I think that it will settle itself out next year. There are going to be some challenges this year fitting in all the games, but I don't think it's going to be a long-term problem.
Thank you, Steve. Always appreciate it.
Thanks. My pleasure.
There's Steve Phillips, our baseball analyst. Again, Jose Bautista signing a minor league deal with the Braves.